I want to, before we break up, because it is noon, I want to thank everybody for coming. And if you didn't already sign in, my guest book, please sign in. Make sure that you get one of Tim's commemorating our 50th anniversary. And then I guess, before you leave, I guess, Mr. Hunting, you have one last comment, but make it short, please.
I'm going to be very short. And before I say this, I want to make sure that if you say this, I'll get you on.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, we don't want to.
Yeah, very short. Two very quick points. I've been here, I've been long enough to know what's going on, what isn't going on. My neighborhood came to the council meeting years ago, and we were told by the council members that there were no five-minute time limits. One council member seemed to think there was. So the question about time limits, no one's going to sit here and tell me that I don't know what I'm talking about and claim that they do. Because I've got 30 people in my own neighborhood who can tell you that the council members themselves can figure out if there's a time limit or not. And that's a fact, and that's taped,
right,
on TV. So if you're going to fill out a data practices request, if I went out, the facts are there if you take the time to do it. And the last thing, ladies and gentlemen, these are the facts. I came down here to let you know that the good, decent, honest citizens in this neighborhood have been exposed to false accusations and false information since the middle second these numbers got out in this council. And now I've seen it again. Did I call you a Nazi?
No.
Did I call you a Nazi? I didn't call anybody in this room a Nazi. And you have a record right on your tape, Mrs. Flicker. So let the record show the facts. I stated that the behavior was not just similar, but identical to what happened in World War II. That's the position, and will not vary from it one bit. If you want to stick that phony stuff in your computer, that all shows up on the computer the next few days on Maplewood Voices or www.maplewood or whatever phony other blogs you got on your phony computer, it will only verify and reinforce what I said in my first opening statement. So throw down computers and expose yourselves to the charlatans you are. And you know what's interesting? This lady here said she only came down here because you are her husband. She just came with you. I find very interesting that I made some basic statements to the general crew here. All of a sudden, she claimed that I was calling her a Nazi. You must be a member of www.maplewood. Isn't that interesting? Thank you.
Okay.